We live in a day and age where many people crave citizenship of a particular country. Because being in another country, if the country is managed well, can cause your entire life to be redefined. When you become a child of God, as much as we are on earth, where is our real citizenship? And how are we supposed to live our lives so that we can live so effectively here, drawing from our home country? Everybody born in Christ, you are registered in Zion's registry. So when you come into Christ, you are actually a citizen of a country. This is where we find ourselves spiritually. So you on earth must have this consciousness that you are a citizen of a country, which must become very real to you. And what's the name of that country? That country is called heaven.
Now, your word in season.
Today, just for some few minutes, let's get into the word of God. We've been dealing with Zion, and we've been trying to understand matters concerning our kingdom, the kingdom we belong. And I pray that you pay attention, okay, so that you will be able to function well as a kingdom citizen whilst on earth. It's very important. This subject is very wide, and I pray that the time we have, we'll be able to get into many things. But matters of the kingdom will always be discussed in church. So we are not actually under any pressure to finish everything at a go. But I pray that you get it and you have deep understanding concerning matters of the kingdom. And last week I tried to explain to you by the Spirit the difference between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. Though they can be used interchangeably, there's a major difference. Actually, when you study the book of Matthew, the phrase the kingdom of heaven is predominantly in the book of Matthew. I personally believe that Matthew heard Jesus in a different way, all right? And he recorded all the parables of the kingdom of heaven. All the parables of the kingdom of heaven can be located in the book of Matthew. That means he really paid attention to when Jesus was talking about the kingdom. Matthew wrote more about the kingdom of heaven more than any of the writers. And I think that if you can pay attention to the book of Matthew, you really discover all the scriptures concerning the kingdom of heaven there. All right? Then other portions of the Bible, the other writings in the New Testament handles the kingdom of God. And you see that the kingdom of God is mentioned in several places. All of this is to reveal to us how the kingdom functions. All right? To understand the whole kingdom of God, of which I explained last week, is the whole of the universe. Everything that God is, that God created, is the kingdom of God. All right? Amen? Good. So, mention one planet you know. Mars. Which other planet do you know? Jupiter. What other planet do you know? Earth. Okay, what other planet do you know? Where? Mercury. What other planet do you know? Okay. Apart from these planets that we know, you know, they say there are a lot more that we don't know. That means man, from time to time, is discovering more of what is in God's kingdom, the expanse of his kingdom. And man is always surprised at what we see. But then this unseen kingdom of God, he wanted to create one that was exactly like him and to share his dominion with in another territory. All right? So as much as the earth is part of the creation, the whole kingdom of God, he extended the tangibility of his rule, okay, to this planet called Earth, all right? So the conditions on Earth, you can't find them anywhere else in God's kingdom. So the Earth is God's ecosystem, all right, where a certain life is. The other planets don't have the kind of life that can survive on the earth. So heaven, we know, is a location, right? But last week you saw that God, he dwells in the heaven of heavens. So that is the location that his seat is. But then, where are the other heavens? Now we call, what is space? Space. May the Lord make all of you, you sit in, you be on plane, okay, on planes, right? And you fly into the skies, okay? You will lift from the earth. When you lift from the earth and go into the sky, maybe 15,000 above sea level or something, you will now realize that you enter the atmosphere and your perception about clouds change, that the plane can enter the cloud. I think some of us think that the firmament we see is like some kind of shield that you can't enter. But you see, when you penetrate this one that you see, then you enter space. Now, some make their target other planets in the space. So they say, we are going to Mars. All right? The other planets, I don't think you can land on them. Like Venus and all that. You'll burn. All right? So let me take it as, now we know heaven is, there's a location called the heaven of the heavens. So if even you doubt hell, maybe hell is, the element in hell is sulfur. Lake of fire, sulfur, say sulfur. Science have proven that some of the planets have sulfur on them. Mercury has sulfur. So if you doubt hell, like as in lake of fire, probably when the time on earth is over and hell will be your location, probably is a change in planets. I don't know, Sha. Because all the planets are spiritual as long as we can't see them. That is why sometimes the scientists don't want to believe the realm of the spirit, because when something is not seen, it's in the spirit. When you discover it, it becomes tangible. All right? That means we can go the same way at the beginning we couldn't fathom what was there. Some said the earth is flat. Some said it's round until they invented things, right? Now they can go to another planet. All right? So probably what they cannot tell us is when you die, where you appear. But probably when you die, you appear in one of the planets. I'm not saying that is fair. I'm just saying probably, right? Because we are on a discovery journey. But I'm just bringing something to your mind. All right? So it's important you believe these things. Because science did not believe that there was another planet until they found out. So these things are real. All right? So the earth. Now God created man in his own image after his likeness. And he placed him on this planet called earth. He didn't take him to Mars. He didn't take him to Mercury. He didn't take him to Venus. Have you seen Venus before? You know you can see Venus in our sky? In our firmament? Venus. That bright, bright planet. Very bright. Sometimes you think it's moon. It's not moon. It's Venus. When you look, you can't look at it with your eyes. Very bright. Sometimes it comes out very early in the morning and sometimes in the evening. That's why Venus sometimes is called the bright morning star or the morning star or even the evening star, because it can shine both in the morning and it's always shining. Somebody said, look at the number of people that has come onto the earth. Where do you think heaven will be? Hell will be? How many people can occupy? God has all the planets. Don't you understand? Hallelujah. All right, beautiful. Now let's just come back. We were on a journey. So now, when the Lord Jesus came, he brought the kingdom of God, okay, which has its seats in the heaven of heavens. So the functionality of that unseen kingdom in this earth is called the kingdom of what? Heaven. What is kingdom? It means to rule. It means reign. Were you here last week? Did you learn anything last week? Then look at somebody and tell the person, oh, great one. Don't be quiet when pastor is asking you. And it's important we understand the operation of this kingdom here. Because if you belong to the kingdom, then you must function well as a kingdom citizen. All right? Somebody say amen. Most of us, because we have existed in democracies and different forms of government, our minds have been set in a certain way. That is why Matthew chapter 3, okay, verse 2. Let's read it from verse 1, I think. And in those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea. What was John's message? And saying, repent. Somebody say repent. He said, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. All right? The kingdom of heaven, this rule from this unseen kingdom is at hand. All right? So repent. Somebody say repent. Repent simply means think differently. You must renew how you think. Because if you think in a certain way, you will not see the benefits of the kingdom. So think differently. Somebody say, think differently. Matthew 4:17. From that time, Jesus began to preach. The Lord Jesus started preaching. What was his message? To say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So Jesus too was saying, change the way you think. You must now start thinking kingdom. All right? The kingdom is at hand. When the Lord Jesus also sent his disciples to go and preach, he told them, go and preach that the kingdom of God is at hand. All right? So we must be kingdom conscious. Kingdom conscious. All right. So last week, we came to the point where we started to look at some of the parables. Say parable. I hope you say it well. Say parables. Say it like you are here. Parables. So Jesus was comparing the kingdom of heaven, its function here, to things that you can find on earth. So he says the kingdom of heaven can be likened unto. So if you want to know how the kingdom functions here, you must know the things that the kingdom is likened unto. All right? And last week we looked at two. The first one was the parable of the mustard seed, right? And the parable of the leaven. Matthew 13, 31 to 33. That's where we saw those two parables. Let's look at it. So when you understand this, you are no longer worried that you are not at a certain level. Once the kingdom is planted, give it time. It will take over. Praise God. Matthew 13, 31. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took. I asked you last week, are you a man? Hey, ask somebody for me, are you a man or you are what? A man took. And where did he sow it? Where did the man sow the seed? In his field, all right? So, wherever the kingdom goes, listen carefully, it has an intention to take over. That's what Jesus is saying. We will take over in the name of Jesus. Verse 32, then he says, which indeed is the least of all seeds. So it doesn't matter how small you enter a place, a territory, a business. He says, if you operate with this mindset and the seed is sown, he says, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. So you are meant to be a leading one. You are meant to be one that takes over. You are meant to be one that many will come and take solace under your branches. Am I communicating? you are not supposed to remain as you are. Once you function with this kingdom mindset and you are planted, you will become the biggest tree.
Amen.
Somebody shout a living amen.
Amen.
So in our generation, who are the ones to be the biggest? We who carry the kingdom. Hey! It doesn't matter how small you start. Look at somebody and say, don't belittle me. Don't belittle me. Tell the person I may be little as the mustard seed. But I am the kingdom. I'm carrying the kingdom of heaven. I will grow to become the biggest tree. And I will take over. All right? So understand this. When I was sharing with you the components of the kingdom, I told you every kingdom has a king. And every king has a territory. So you see, this is intended to expand the rulership or the reign or the dominion of our king. All right? So our becoming big is not an end in itself. It's so that the king will have more influence on the earth. Am I communicating at all? So when I enter a space, Jesus must become the most important person there. But how would he become? I take him there. That's why it is sad to fail in whatever you do. Because when you fail, it's a very bad message about the king and his kingdom. You claim you belong to a king who has power. How come you are failing? Huh? Say, we don't fail. We don't. Only two people are responding.
We don't fail.
We don't fail. Glory to God.
We don't fail.
Have this takeover mindset. Look, let me tell you something. There's this thing I've worked in for many years. When I get to a place, give me 5 minutes. You will see somebody different as can be. You will be surprised. The way, the fact I don't like joining queues. Queue. Like queue. I don't like queues. I don't know if you like queues, but me, I don't like queues. Somebody will walk to me and pick me out. Say aura. Hey? If you make the mistake to make me talk, that one day you are finished. Because one of the powerful ways the kingdom is released is through words. And when you've nurtured it for me, am I communicating at all?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Have this takeover mindset. You get to a space, I'm here to take over. It may sound like pride. It's not pride. It's knowing who you are and what you carry. Say amen.
Amen.
So those of you that don't want to go very far in what you do, you have gone to school, small school that you have finished. You say you have finished school. No, we don't finish like that. You are doing business. You are satisfied with the small thing that you are doing. No, you must have takeover mindset. Say it. You are not saying it well. Take over. It may be very small, but listen to me. Don't worry. Take over mindset. And be bold and say, I came to take over. Just give me time. I came to take over. You may sound like you are bragging. Say, I came. You enter the business. Say, I came. You enter academia. Say, I came. I came to take over. I came to take over. Have that mindset. It is just a matter of time. If you can continue nurturing this, if it is an industry, I came to take over. So don't limit yourself in any way. You came to take over. Look at the next parable, verse 33. Another parable spake he unto them. The kingdom of heaven is likened unto leaven. It's the same thing, influence, taking over. Put little yeast in a dough, it takes over. The problem we have is that we don't meditate long enough and we give up too easily. I'm going to show you one important thing about the kingdom. We give up too easily because we think that since it is God, we shouldn't face opposition. Who told you? So sometimes we tend to think, oh, because of opposition, maybe God doesn't want me to have it. It's not true. The fact is that the presence of opposition should even make you know it's God. Maybe you are not getting what I'm saying. You'll get it soon. Most of it, we have left a lot of things that belong to us because we faced opposition. Because we faced rejection one or two or three times, we say, oh, maybe God doesn't want me to have it. Who told you? Who told you? So he says, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in the 3 measures of meal till the whole was leavened. So Jesus wants to influence the whole of the earth. But how would he do it? So when we get somewhere, we are there to influence. We infiltrate and take over. I said have the takeover mindset. I say have the what? Wherever you find yourself, may your name be the name that will take over that place. Listen to me. The name of Jesus will only thrive on how your name thrives. You didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. For example, let me take someone who is very popular. Do you know what it means if Elon Musk should mention that he believes in Jesus? It's a statement. What's your name? What's your name? Mention your name. May your name not be small. How come that God choose to associate his name with men? So now when you really want to know the unseen God, you say the God of Abraham. The God, Abraham's name must walk hand in hand with this God we can't see. So the more popular Abraham is, the more his God's popularity moves. So don't shun away from being known. The more you are known, the more your God will be seen. Am I communicating at all? So if you enter a zone and you take over, that means your God has taken over. That means, how did Nebuchadnezzar bow to the God of heaven? Daniel. So the name Daniel made the name Jehovah popular. I think somebody doesn't like the message I'm preaching. Jesus will use you. You didn't mind me. I said Jesus will use you. Just imagine you own a big real estate. And you call it Heaven's Boulevard. Oh boy. He says, the whole living will be living. The whole dough, the whole measure of meal of dough will be living. So don't get into any place and think there's no use for you there. Jesus actually wants to be glorified there. And the way he will be glorified is through you. Look at how your bad results bring shame to Jesus' name. Now you that you said you were following Jesus. Now your business has spoiled and closed down. How does it bring glory to Jesus? Somebody's not minding me. Ask somebody, how does that bring glory to Jesus? Amen. Now, today let me just hit on one pair. Maybe one or two. I know the moment I said one, you said, so it's what you believe that is coming to pass. I said something, and I want to say this so that this week you'll be able to use it well. I said that the fact that you face opposition does not mean you leave it and say it is not God's will for you to have it. No. Kingdoms are always at war. So remember that because you represent the kingdom of heaven and you take the kingdom of heaven where you go, the other kingdom, the opposite kingdom, last week I told you Satan has power. When Jesus was sending his disciples, he said, I give you power to tread upon snakes and scorpions and upon all the power of the enemy. If the enemy didn't have power, why is Jesus ascribing power to him? But we are of a higher power because we belong to a higher kingdom. So wherever you go, remember, there is also the children of the other kingdom there. Do you think that if you are a child of the kingdom, will you endorse homosexuality? Who will endorse homosexuality? In the other kingdom. So who would they love to take over? A child of that kingdom that can endorse the dictates of their king. So we will be faced with opposition because we represent the kingdom of God's dear son, the kingdom of light here on earth. Am I communicating? And you see, when it comes to matters of the kingdom, we take it by force. Do you remember what Jesus said? The kingdom of God suffered violence. The kingdom of heaven suffered violence. And the violent, they take it. They take it by comfort. They take it. They take it by force. Matthew 11:12. I think my time is up. I'm just two things, okay? So I want to dominate the transport industry. Look, do you know those that are there and the things they do to stay in lead? You want to mention any field, and you want to go to that place of where you can have influence. Am I communicating at all? You now need to know that kingdoms are always at loggerheads, especially the kingdom of God, okay, which operation in the earth is the kingdom of heaven, and this other kingdom that is in operation. Hey, are you getting what I'm saying? So now, you don't settle. Listen to this. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven, it suffereth violence. It suffereth what? Violence. And who take it? And the violent take it what? Okay. Now, in interpretation, you may think that, it is when you want to possess the kingdom. Now you have to do it by force, all right? Yes, you can have that interpretation. It also can be interpreted as if we want to take over and make the kingdom of heaven the dominant force wherever we are, it won't come by wishing. It won't come by relaxing. It won't come by eating and drinking. It won't come by comfort lifestyle. The violent, they do what? Only two people are minding me. The violent, they do what? The violent, they do what? The violent, they do what? They seize it. They are energetic about it. This week, go through the week with this consciousness. If I want to be a voice, then I must be ready. I must decide to do whatever it takes.
God bless you for joining in today's broadcast. If you want to give your heart to Christ, I want you to make this confession heartily after me. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for your word. I believe in my heart that you died on the cross, and on the third day, you were raised back to life, and you are alive. I confess your lordship over my life. From this day, my name is kept in the book of life. Thank you for saving me, even in Jesus' name. Amen. If you said this confession, you're a child of God, and I want you to find a Bible-believing church and be planted in it. Or you can join us in the Shepherd's Stream Church and you will grow to become become a great tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you've been refreshed by The Shepherd's Stream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Telegram, Facebook, YouTube, podcast, or podcast addit, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd's Stream Church. For further inquiries, prayer, or pastoral counseling, messages, and the books of Pastor Christian, please call our helpline on +233 540 953 015 or +233 558 863 287, or visit our international office at Edum opposite the GRA office, Kumasi. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, in the Senate Conference Room, Edum, on the Hyper Road, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. You can also join in our services via YouTube Live at Pastor Godfrey Christian Apiafe. Come, pray, be seated, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.